We have our second presentation titled Confidential Information and Intellectual Property in Government Contracting, both state and federal. And we're honored to have both Martin Zielinski, who's coming up with Ed Amorosi right now in a very slow and deliberate fashion for obvious reasons. Let me introduce both Martin and Ed. Martin is the former general counsel to the Texas Department of Information Resources has extensive experience in IT procurement on the government side, cybersecurity, and data privacy. I've had the pleasure of working with Martin both at DIR and then in private practice following that. Our second speaker is Ed Amorosi. Ed Amorosi is a partner at Haynes & Boone in their DC office. He focuses on federal IT procurement contracts and regulatory investigations, including bid protests. One fun fact about Ed is he is on his way to Ireland for a father-son graduation trip in only a couple of days, so hopefully he'll enjoy his time here in Austin and then move on to Ireland. And if I could, please welcome both speakers. Thank you.
I think I'd rather be in Ireland right now than some of the smuggy.
Be a little pieces. Cooler, I think.
Yeah, it's good to be back in Austin, see a lot of old friends and colleagues and a few new ones, and forgive my slow ascent here, but don't do anything dangerous the week you're doing a presentation is my public service announcement for the day. So I'm going to start a little bit with setting the context for what we're going to talk about today. Our backgrounds could not be more different. I have represented the state of Texas. I now represent state and local governments and various procurements, which means I'm on the buying side for government contracting. Ed, by contrast, has represented the vendor community and selling to the federal government. So between the two of us, we've got a lot of bases covered, and perhaps surprisingly, we came to a pretty good consensus on a lot of issues as we put this presentation together for various policy reasons and objectives that we'll talk about later.
Are you saying more Jekyll and Hyde, Martin? Is that what
you're
saying?
Oh, absolutely. But I'm not going to say
who's frickin' frack.
Frickin' frack. The other thing I'll say is that some of the comments we'll have apply during the solicitation phase of a contracting process. Some will apply during the operational phase, and obviously some will apply to both. We'll try to call those out when they appear, but just keep that in mind. We also had a conversation before this conference. I'm just kind of curious, take a quick poll. How many of you out there are government attorneys, state, federal, local? Okay, I see a bunch of hands. How many are law firm? Oh, good number. And how many represent vendor community? Oh, a few. Okay. Looks like it's mostly the first two for the people on the webcast.
Now it's hard to pull the ether.
Yeah, now we'll completely change our presentation based on the response to the poll.
Right.
Oops. So first of all, like any good contract, we're going to start with a few definitions. What is confidential information in this context? And we've already heard a number of speakers talk about statutes, rules, regulations that define what confidential information may be. There are also industry items. I'm thinking here of the payment card industry data security standards. There may be items, and that one kind of flows into this next one, which is just things that the parties agree to hold as confidential in the course of negotiating a contract. They usually have some applicability to a statute or rule, but it's generally where something might be ambiguous, and parties want to make clear that this thing, whatever it is to be deemed confidential. We also have intellectual property. We all know about patents, trademarks, copyrights. Trade secrets we'll probably spend a little time on. We will spend a little time on because our focus on intellectual property are going to be those things that would also be deemed confidential. So trade secrets falls easily into that category. Ed?
Sure. So in the terms of the policy objectives, it's an interesting concept because you think about policy objectives from whose perspective? Are these the policy objectives that the Congress has or the General Assembly in Texas? Do they call it the General Assembly?
No, they
what call, do they call it?
The legislature.
Legislature in Texas. They See, I'm an East Coaster, so I don't know much about Texas. The legislature. What is it again?
Legislature.
Legislature. There you go. And the industry community has a very different view a lot of the time about what the proper policy is. But the legislature ultimately decides what that is.